Trilushinus, Ariat Ishta, Ariat Arvasas, Ariat Kinuili is good. Then again, Trilushinus, Ariat Shali, Ariat Pishis, Ariat Zukukali is also good. And Mori asks, why not put them all together? He says, no, Tana, Tlas, Tlas, Shamin, and the Garcin. That's why he heard it from Israel, but that's why he set it up. Chai Vadalama Baloshan Rab. That's the last thing we learned. Now the Gemara has Iboilahu. He's very poetic. Instead of saying, Ariat Ishti, he's making biblical allusions, literary allusions. So he says, Hareyat Miuchedesli. Hareyat Mahu. Miuchedesli Mahu. Because in Chumash, Yud means the other marries the girl. What about Hareyat Ezrasi? Eselo Ezek Enegdom. He knows Tanakh. Hareyat Negdasi. What's Ezek Enegdom? Kenegdom. Atzurasi Mahu. Also biblically, but Tzalosev Ikechatzatzela. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the tzela from Adam Arisha and he created Chavo. Vayizga Bosa Tachtena, so he says, what's the din if he says, Hariyat Zigurasi Mao, Hariyat Tachtoi, Vayizga Bosa Tachtena. It's all based on biblical Hebrew. Tfusasi Mao, Lukichosi Mao, what's the din in these Lushainas? Is it a good Lushan for Kiddushan or not? Mar says, Pshat Miha Chod, one din we can be Poshit. The Tanya have a Brysa. Amma Lukuch HaReza Mikudash, Mishishanam, Ikechi Shisha. That's normal. Sure. And the others were not sure whether they're acceptable, even though it's a biblical allusion. Ibalhu charefasi mahu, which he shivcha necharefas liish. Necharefas liish means that she's married, or means that she's miuchedas liish. Which does it mean? So Tosfos refers you to the sugya increases. The Tosfos on the side, where is it? The Tosfos in Maschosh came Yehuda, says on the side creases dafir aleph. There's a machlokes tatanoim there, but he shivcha, is it a shivcha knainis, or is it a chetzer shivcha v'chetzer baschar? So if it's a shivcha knainis, ain't kiddush and topsin. So he shivcha necherefes lish, just means miyuchedes lish. She has a steady boyfriend. She's always living with that person. But she's not married at all. But if we say, hof de loinef dosa, peduya veine peduya chetzer shivcha v'chetzer baschar, and then you interpret, Necherefes lis means mekudeshes, and it's a partial ishus. It's not a full ishus, it's an incomplete ishus. A regular ishus is ishus that can lead up to chatos, that can lead up to koris, lead up to misa. And this is the ishus that can only kidushe osham, can only lead up to asham shivcha harufa. So we assume that a chetzer shivcha bechetzer bascharin, and therefore necherefes means married. So that's the Gemara's Shaila. Iboilu charefosi mao. Charefosi, the way we pass from la aloche, the shivcha harufa is mekudeshes, but it's only kiddushin lachatzoid. So it's a good loshen for kiddushin. Tosh ma de tanya, braisa, ama charefosi mekudeshes. Why? She came be Yehuda karmel arusa harufa. That's the way they used to speak in Eretz Yehuda. They used to call a girl who had erisim, is called harufa. So therefore, even in New York, if you say harefot charefosi, she's mekudeshes. Since when? Yehuda have Yeruba the Alma. Most people in the world do not speak like Anshe Yehuda. Only in Eretz Yehuda they had. In every country they have their own dialect and pronunciation. Every country they have their own dialect and what the mashmos of the words is. So just because in Eretz Yehuda that's not Ruba the Alma. Yehuda is not Ruba the Alma. It's just because in Yehuda they would call an Arusa Harufa there for anywhere else in the world. It's also good for Kiddushin. What exactly was the Gemara's kasha of Yehuda Habiruba di Alma? What was the kasha? See, it is a big machlekes of Rishonim and Shaila Halacha Lemaisa. The Mishnah Brura writes in Hilchas Kriya Shema, we just said before, Perek Elu Nemorim, and Daf Lamed in Saita. The Mishnah lists off which mitzvahs of Amira can be fulfilled only in the original Hebrew, as it appears in Chumash, and which mitzvahs of Amira can be fulfilled in translation. So Kriya Shema is a machlokes hatanoi. We pass in Kriya Shema Nemeres b'choloshen. In any language is acceptable. So the Mishnah Brura comes up with a chiddush and the Bir Aloha, an original chiddush. You can fulfill Kriya Shema in a translation in French if you're living in France. But if you're in America, you're going to say French, since that's not the Sfas HaMedino, so that's considered as if you just said gibberish. That's not called a language. You can fulfill Kriya Shema. They have a lot of Russians who live in the neighborhood. You have Persians who live in, I was just in Los Angeles, you have a lot of Persians there. If they're going to speak Farsi in Los Angeles, that's not the Sfas HaMedina. If you're going to speak Russian over here, that's not the Sfas HaMedina. So you're not Yotze Kriya Shema in translation in Russian in New York, and you're not Yotze in Parsi in Los Angeles, and he gets it from this Gemara, because the Gemara said, Yehuda HaBiruba the Alma, it's not the Sofa Hamadu Beres. If that's the spoken language in your country, so that's called the language. But anything other than the original Hebrew is not considered a language, unless it's in the country where that's the spoken language. So they tell over the Rabbi Hutner, especially when he was a bacher, he especially traveled to Radin to argue with the Chafetz Chaim, that he didn't think that that was pshat. Pashab Shading Mar does mean that. Pashab Shad means a different thing. Yehuda HaBiruba the Alma, most people in the world don't speak like that. So the guy said, Harer Charefasi, he probably doesn't mean that. Not because Al-Pidin is not considered, not recognized as a language. Doesn't mean it's not recognized as a language. Pashab Shading Mar is not like the Mishnah Brura said. So that's what they say Rabbi Hutna had a title. There is a Sefer Amasecha Shabbos that's called Chidushi Haran. They say it's not written by Naran, it's written by someone else. Okay. Misidentified. But by another Rishon. So in that Sefer, Chidush Haran, in one place, towards the end of Masechah Shabbos, he quotes this Gemara, he understood the Gemara like the Mishnah Brura did. But that's an unusual translation of the Gemara. Pashut Pshat the Gemara is not like that. Pashut Pshat is like Rabbi Hutna said, you have Ruba the Alma. Most the Yidim don't know that that's what he's talking about. He probably didn't mean that. Most people don't talk like that. So that's a big shaila. How do you translate that line? Yehuda HaBiruba the Alma. Or let's say they say that Rabbi Breuer used to make an Erev Tavshilin, so he used to say in German, Ba'adein Eruva, we say in Aramaic, Ba'adein Eruva. Aramaic, L'chav is also not Loshna Kodesh. So how do we say Ba'adein Eruva? Yisharulan, Ba'ashulay, Ba'aduk Yishraga.
You have to make Erev Tavshilin in Hebrew.
What?
Is
the Amira Ma'akev or not? Let's say he made an Erev Tavshilin, he didn't say any Amira. If the Amir is not Miakev, so fine. So you don't have to say in any language. So that's a machlekes achrenim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes whether the Amir is Miakev when you make an Erev Tavshilin. So if the Amir is Miakev, so then we ought to say Amir has to either be in Hebrew or in a language according to the Mishnah Berurah. That's the Sfas HaMedina.
When you make the comments,
Koch Amir is also a problem. Yeah. Koch Amir is also a problem. So that the Gemara says, Bebitol Belev is Sagi. So there's a machlekes harishanim. What does that mean? Mevatla belibo b'dai. Belibo means literally belibo. You can mean mevat belibo. You don't have to have amira at all. Well, no, belibo means you don't have to mean mashmir li'oznov. That's how they quote the Ramban says. Mevatla belibo means you don't need mashmir li'oznov, but you do need amira if you don't have amira, so it's not chal. So that's the question. We always say in Aramaic. So we know what we're talking about. So if you hold like this Mishnah Brura, so Aramaic shouldn't be good for Bitl Chametz, and Aramaic shouldn't be good for Erev Tavshilin either. They say that Rabbi Breuer continued to make the Erev Tavshilin in German, in America, like he did in Germany. It's not the same. In Germany, that was Sfas HaMedina. In America, it's not the Sfas HaMedina. It's not the same. So that's the Shaila, but Aramaic was never the Sfas HaMedina, not in Germany, not in America. And everybody else says in Aramaic. So he's doing the same as we're doing. We're all speaking a language. Unless you're going to say Aramaic is also Lashna Kodesh. Pashtus is Aramaic, is not Lashna Kodesh.
Can you repeat how
we're putting
her read the Gemara? What was his
pshat? The Pashab Pshat and the Gemara, no one would have ever dreamt to say like the Mishnah Brua said. Yehuda HaBiruba the Alma just means, what do you mean? That's what the man meant. In New York he says Charefasi, but it's not Eretz Yehuda. So we don't think that he even meant the Hariat Ishti. Nobody talks like that. We don't know that he meant to marry her. There's no woman in Muchach that he wants to marry her. We don't know what he said. But it doesn't sound... If that would be Ruba D'Alma, that's why normal people would speak. So then you know that he meant L'Shem Kiddush. But normal people don't speak that with that connotation. Acharefasa means Ishti, Arisasi. So how can that be acceptable? Rabbi the Chafetz Chaim learned, I don't know who wrote it, the Bir Halacha, whoever came up with that Chiddush, the Bir Halacha assumes that it's a din that the Gemara is saying, not the question of umdin, how do you know what he's talking about? It's a din that the only language other than Hebrew that's acceptable is a language that's a spoken language of that country. Not the spoken language of the country, it's not considered a language.
How do you define Sfas Medina? Like the official government language, or like the most common language?
Most common language, probably. Language that most people.
Medina, not because in Washington Heights, you could argue the most common language would be Spanish. kind of joke. I'm saying so.
Okay. Okay.
So
you got it.
That's
a good question. That's a good question.
Brother Boyer was speaking German. If that was the most common language of his community.
Okay. That's a good question. No. That's a good question. Medina in Tanakh means a big metropolis. Medina. Medina, and Megillus does mean the Medina. It means a big metropolis, big city. That's a good Shaila. That's a good Shaila.
That have three official languages. You can make it in English, Hebrew, or in Arabic.
Well, the signs are in Hebrew, and English, and Arabic. Are they in English also?
Yeah.
Or just Hebrew and Arabic? Signs are in English also? Oh, I don't know. Okay, it's a Shaila. Let's say a neder. If a person just made up his mind that he wants to take a neder, we spoke about it by Yad Machiach. He need Amira. Nefesh kisishava levati b'svasayim. It says in Parshas Vayikra. So what if a person says, when I say cherries, I mean potato chips. When I say no, I mean yes. When I say yes, I mean no. And then he says, I take a neder to eat cherries. So he meant, I'm taking Yeshua not to eat bananas. Because he gave you what every word means. So the Yerushalmi says that's acceptable. That's not a language that anybody speaks. He made up his own Pig Latin. He made up his own language. He has five friends, they talk Pig Latin. They made up their own language. So that's what in the Shurim that they have on Nozir from Rabbi Elbel Soloveitchik, they quote, he was Mesupik. How many people have to speak a language that it should be considered as a language? That we assume a neder has to have Levati B'Sasayim. You have to say with your lips. You have to speak in a language. So how many people have to speak the language? He's wondering. He doesn't know. That's a good question. So on the first Mishnah in Nozir, that's what the Achrenim quote, the Bishalmi says. Guy makes up his own language. So the neder is chal. You don't even need 10 people here. You don't need any group of people to speak that language.
That's a language, except he's giving a different meaning. In other words, he's speaking English.
Yeah, but cherries means bananas, and yes means no, and shvur means neder. He's changing all the usage of the word. He's the only one who uses the words with that understanding. So the one would have said not. One could say not like the Yerushalmi. That's very questionable whether you should really accept that Yerushalmi. It's a big chiddush. And the opening Mishnah, the Orach Mishor, in the back of the Gemara, in the back of the Vilna Shas, they have a commentary daf al daf on Nozir. That's called Orach Mishor. Very good commentary. On the opening Mishnah, he quotes that from the Talmud Yerushalmi, where Rav Elbel Soloveitchik apparently was not aware of that. He thought that you have to have a significant number of people to speak the language, that it should be called a language. He was wondering how many people have to speak the language. Maybe the neighborhood, maybe the city, maybe the country. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. So that so the Be'er Halacha thinks that that's what it means. Since it's not the Sfas HaMedina, so Loshon HaKodesh is a Lashon all over the world. That's a Lashon HaKodesh. But any other language other than Lashon HaKodesh, so the Bir Halacha assumes is only considered a language if that's the Sfas HaMedina. So then you have, so what's called Sfas HaMedina? You say, in this neighborhood, most of the people speak Spanish. Okay. That's a good question. I don't know. That is a good question. So the Gemara says it can't mean that. Ella, what it should say is the following. Okay, but they speak Spanish, so then Spanish would be acceptable, even though it's not the official language.
It's not,
okay.
It's not an exclusion of English, that's for sure.
Okay.
In Los Angeles, they speak Farsi on the streets, you
know? On the streets?
They speak Farsi on the streets in Los Angeles.
Okay. In Williamsburg, they speak Yiddish on the street, they don't speak English. They don't speak English. Okay, says Ashaila. If they want to say Kriyishma, are they Yotzei in Yiddish? Or you say no, Yiddish is not the Sfas HaMedina. Maybe Yiddish is the Sfas HaMedina. I don't know. That's Ashaila. So the Gemara asked, V'yud HaBirub, but the Alma it can't be. It doesn't make any sense. Gemara said, no, Hachikama. You have to correct what the Brisa said. The way it says, the way it reads, it doesn't read straight. You have to be Magia. Ha'im ha'arafas mekodesh shishenem, v'yishivcha, Echarefesli ish, based on the pasuk ve'od b'Yehuda karm la'rusa harufa. Another proof that it's mekudeshes, because in Eretz Yehuda that's how they spoke. So the Gemara asked the kasha, that line in the brisa doesn't read straight. B'Yehuda ve'od l'kra. First you prove the din is correct based on the lashon and Tanakh. Then you have another right that in Eretz Yehuda that's the way they talk. So if they brought a right from the pasuk, the right from Eretz Yehuda pales into insignificance. You don't bring that as a second raya. Second raya means if you're not satisfied with the first raya, bring a second raya. First raya is much better than the second raya. You bring the Yehuda ve'oid likro. That's ve'oid yeshleimar. Another support for the argument, it doesn't read straight. Ela hachikama. You have to cross out the whole line. What you should say is, haimar harufasi biyu. Harufa bihuda mukadesh can bihuda kam larisa harufa. That's what it should say. I'm a bihuda, and every tihuda, if you say haret harufasi, then it's mukadesh. Fine. So we finally corrected the braisa. That's the way it should read. Now the Gemara asks, well, but my askina, what are we talking about? Dilemma, shenim adabri malis kikit vikirushel. All of these lashinas that we said, tachti tzalosi, negdosi, sugurosi. Fusasi, all of these are shyness. So the Gemara says, what's going on here? Did the Edom know what he's talking about? But my asking, what's the background of the case? Man gives the girl a ring, and he says, Tachti, Tzalosi, Nekdosi, I, Leimo. If he should say the case is, B'sheni, Medabri, Malis, Gigit, Tavi, Kirusheo. He wasn't talking about marriage, but the girl, just like this, comes up, he says, here's a ring, Hariat, Tzalosi, Hariat, Nekdosi. The Gemara says, if any metabolist gives the Hashem a new yod, the micro, how does she know what in the world he's talking about? She also knows all the biblical allusions. She probably doesn't understand what he's talking about. So there's no kiddushin. You have to have das or isha. There must be a case metabolist gives the kiddushin. He was talking. So if he was discussing about marrying her, nami. It's a good kiddushin. This nami have a machlokes hatanaim in the Mishnah and Maaseh Sheni. She didn't say a word. It's good the way it is. They sent out wedding invitations, and the girl marches on the aisle with a gown and had a badekin, and the boy is wearing a tuxedo with a tall hat. So obviously he's the chosn, she's the kali, gives her a ring, so he doesn't have to say anything. It's an umdin in the mukha that they mean to get married. That's the machlokes hatanan. Biyasi amad dai, it's good enough. Rabbi Yehuda amad tzoch lefarshi, have to say. Amar Abuna amar shmal alachi Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Asukim b'osu inyan is good. The Gemara is going to say later, how can it be a machlokes hatanan? It doesn't make sense that Rabbi Yehuda should disagree. The Gemara is going to touch it up and say the machlokes is me'inyan le'inyan b'osu inyan. First they were talking about asukim b'osu inyan getting married, and then they're talking about, well, what are you going to do for a living? How are you going to support me? And how many children are you going to have? What insurance are going to take out, and which form of Jewish education are we going to give our children? And then finally, half an hour later, he gives a ring and he doesn't say anything. So, but they were talking originally about kiddushin, and then they moved on. So that's a machlokes. But a sukkah mosuinyan, there wouldn't be a machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda would agree to Rabbi Yosi that a sukkah mosuinyan would be good. The only time there's machlokes is meinyan leinyan. But also, so the Gemara says, and we pass on like Rabbi Yosi. Even Meinyan Lein, Bosa Inyan is also good. We pass on like Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara says, if it's not Asuk Mosu Inyan, the girl probably doesn't have the foggiest notion what the boy's talking about with these biblical allusions. Hariyat Salosi Negdosi Tachti. She doesn't know Tanakh. How does she know what he's talking about? And if it is Asuk Mosu Inyan, so it doesn't matter what he said. Yeah, and for the Gemara, Amri said the answer was given. The other Medaber Maliski Gita Begirusha was Asuk Mosavinyan. Maybe the Ayv Lava Shosa Gif, he would give it the ring and he wouldn't have said anything. Hachanami would have been good Kiddushin, because Asuk Mosavinyan. Hachmaskinan, the case that we're talking about, the Ayv Lava Amalah, Behani Lishni, he says, Hariat Salosa Negdosi Tachti. So does she understand? Oh, it was Asuk Mosavinyan, and he meant the Lushen Kiddushin. So it's good, it was Asuk Mosu. Maybe that ruins it. First he said, will you marry me? She said, okay, it's a good idea. Then they're talking where they're going to live and what he's going to do for a living and how many children they're going to have and where they're going to raise the children, everything. And then he gives her the ring. So if he wouldn't have said anything, it would have been good. Then he said, Hari Al Tzalasi. So now it throws everybody off. He gives her the ring. How is she supposed to know what that means? So that was the suffix in the Gemara. Is that good for Kiddush? Maybe it ruins it. So they're not sure. Then the Gemara quotes again that Mishnah, Maaseh, Gufa. Yeah. They tell you on the side to look in Rashi and Sukkah. Anybody know what Rashi and Sukkah says? Rashi and Sukkah says like this. Sometimes the Gemara quotes something and then they want to discuss it more by Harchova. Sometimes they say Gufa and they quote again, and then they have a discussion. Sometimes they say Omar Mar. So when did they say Omar Mar? When did they say Gufa? The Rashi says the rule is, there are exceptions to the rule, is whenever it's a source from Tanoim, whenever it's a Mishnah or a Braisa, then you say with more respect, Omar Mar, the rabbi said. Whenever it's a member from Amora, then you say Gufa. So this Gemara is a Mishnah Maaseh Sheni. So how come it says over here Gufa? So this is an exception to the rule. Yad Malachi is a Sefer Klolim, alphabetically arranged. It was written in the 1700s. Same time as the Chidor wrote his encyclopedia. So the Yad Malachi wrote his encyclopedia. The Chidor quotes a lot from the Yad Malachi, corresponded with him. So the Yad Malachi thinks Fakir, he thinks the rule is just the reverse. The Gufa is when you're quoting a Mishnah or a Braisa, and Amamar is when you're quoting an Amar. And all the other cases are exceptions to the rule. There's so many exceptions to the rule, so it's hard to tell which is the rule, which are the exceptions to the rule. You have to know all of Shas and collect them to see which is the Roiv. Okay, that's the Rashi. Shalti es Moiri. Rashi asked his Rebbe, how come it says Gufa? Why doesn't it say Amamar? Okay, the topic for discussion. So Gufa Imadar Baliski get to the Kiddushev and also get to Sharab Yesi Amadar Biram Tzach Lefarsh. Amar Abu Dem Shmuel who shall soak him but also in you. Chem Abelazim Aboshi was soak him but also in you. Zagmar Kitanoi. But it's really a machlokes hatanoi. Rabbi Yarmir Asuk Moser in you. Those of Shimon says, how far Pisha ain't Asuk him. You don't need Asuk Moser in you. What are you crazy? Do you love Asuk Moser in you? And oh, you're the Maiko Amalo. How does she know what in the world he's talking about? He just gives a Bishtika, a ring. Why should you assume that it's Lushen Kiddushin? And for the Gemara, no, me inyan linyan boso inyan. Everybody agrees, you have to have asuk moso, everybody agrees asuk moso inyan is good. The argument is, whether me inyan linyan boso inyan is also good. So that's a machlaikas, Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Yossi. But if it's really asuk moso inyan, they all agree that that's acceptable. And that's the machlaikas that we said the other day. That's a machlaikas of Rishaynim and a machlaikas Achrenim. Doesn't mean that you really need Amira by Kiddushin. Because you have to formally spell it out. You need a higher level of das. When you're shopping in the store, you go to the checkout counter, and the cashier puts everything in a bag, and she gives you the bill, and you pay the money, she gives you the change. See, no, there's no exchange of words. We don't speak the same language. She speaks Spanish, and I speak English. She doesn't know English. You don't have to have an exchange of words. The money is the international language. She understands. You're buying the merchandise, and right? You bought the merchandise. You don't need Amira. So maybe by Kiddushin you need a higher level of das. And then you do need Amir. That's what Baruch Ber claims that he heard that from Rab Chaim. That you need. And some Achrenim say like that. That by Mekach and Memka is enough. Umdir and Muchach. And by Kiddushin and Gittin you need Amir. Because you need a higher level of das. And the other Achrenim say they never heard of that. Rav Soloveitchik said he never heard of that. He thought that he just, that's the Shaila over here. What? Asuk Moser Inyan is only good if the Chosam is talking to the Kala about marriage. What if Acherim Asukim Ifneim? Other people egged them on and said, give the girl a ring, marry the girl. She's a nice girl, marry the girl. Then he gives a bishtika. Is that good because you have an umdir in the mucha? You say, no, that's not good enough. It's not enough an umdir in the mucha. You have to have amira. Asuk mazin is a chidish. Even though the amira is not turkha de dibrav, then it's seen as atabas, is also good. So that's a machlekes achreinim. That's a machlekes achreinim. Min yelinim bosoinim. Even main yelin b'asalinian is also good. The Gemara has a shaila. What do you do? We have another word from Shmuel. How the Amar Rabbi Yudah Mishmuel? Rabbi Yudah was a Talmud both of Rav and of Shmuel. He learned by both. They lived in two different cities. Rav and Shmuel were both Talmidim of Rabbi Yudah Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, and they went to Chutz Lortz to found yeshivas because there was very little learning there at that time. So he quotes Amar Abiyudah Marav, Amar Abiyudah Mashmol. He quotes a lot from his both rabbim. He quotes a name Mashmol, Kosheinu Deb, Tiv Gidushin Lo Yehela Esikim Mohim. What does it mean, Lo Yehela Esikim Mohim? Rashi says, you shouldn't serve as a dayan in the case of Git Mikidushin unless you really know about Tiv Git Mikidushin. It's obvious, you shouldn't be a dayan in any case. You shouldn't paskin Yalav Yavoy Shailas, Talamata Shailas, Ilchzaguna Shailas, if you don't know the din. What's the chiddush over here? So that's what led Taisus to interpret. You shouldn't take your girl out on a date unless you know hilchas kiddush. You shouldn't talk to your wife about getting divorced unless you know hilchas git. With a nun at the end, not imahen. Shouldn't talk to a single girl about about marriage, because he may by mistake be mekadosh the girl, he won't realize it. And you shouldn't talk to your own wife about divorce unless you know Hilchas Gittin, because you may become a Goresh, she may become a Goresh, you won't even realize it. So Tosfos says, so what will be the big michshol? He'll be living with his wife, his former wife, without marriage. So that's an aveira, to live with a woman without marriage, but it's not the same as an Eish HaSish. And the Gemara says later, look, I'm on Daf Yud, where is it, Daf Yud Bey? The Gemara says, so terrible. What's so terrible? If a person will, by mistake, he'll think that his wife is Megureshes, and in truth, he'll think that she's still married to him and she's really Megureshes. So what big mikshah will happen? I mean, if he's a Kohen and he lives with a Grusha, so the children won't be halolim. That's the michshol. He won't realize that they're halolim. That's a shayla. What exactly does the memra mean? Abraham Yirah Meshmok. Any adeh b'kidiv git v'kidushin. Yehelo eisi gemar. I said it shouldn't be a dayan. It's a dova pasha like that. Of course it shouldn't be a dayan. Whatever you want to pass on, you have to know the dinim. And if it means you shouldn't talk to girls, it doesn't fit into the loshan agemar. Yehelo eisi gemar hen with a nun. Very strange pshat. That's what we mentioned. Rashi in the beginning of Gittin, the Gemara beginning of Gittin has Maseches Gittin starts off with the Takana de Rabban. Maybe get from Medina Sayyam. One who brings a get from Chutz Loretz Eretz Yisrael, Shalech Lo Hilocha, delivers a get in Eretz Yisrael. So he has to be present. The Shalech Lo Hilocha has to be present at the time the Sefer writes the get and the time the Yid signed the get. They'll be able to say b'fan enechta, b'fan enechta. So the Gemara has a shaila, how long does he have to sit there by the ksivis get? Usually it takes about half an hour to write a get. So does he have to be there from the beginning to the end to be able to say b'fan enechta, b'kula, b'fan enechta, b'kula? The Gemara says no, even if he's just there in the beginning, before the sefer starts to write. Heard the sefer was preparing to write the get, l'shma, that's good enough. So the Gemara says maybe there's an inyan to be machmer, that midas chasidus to be machmer, you should be there the whole time. Gemara says no, you shouldn't introduce any chumis in these areas, kadesh alal hatzi lal or git narishan, because for many generations we were not doing like that, and people are going to say, oh, this is the way it's supposed to be done, and all the other women are not divorced and it's not valid, and all the children from the second husband are mamzerim, so you don't want to be matzi lal or git narishanim, so you don't introduce any chumis in these inyanim. That's a big machlokes. Is that only in Yoni Yuchsin, like a get? Yoni Yuchsin, a Geirus, let's say. Rabbi Yashid wanted to introduce a new Chumra in Hilchas Geirus, that a Ger Katan, whenever the Bezin converts a little baby, you have to have a new Kabbalah on mitzvahs when the child reaches Bar Mitzvah, Bar Mitzvah, you have to ask the child in the presence of the Bezin. Number three, do you accept upon yourself the observance of mitzvah, Shabbos, and Kash, you're going to daven every day, you're going to wear a yarmulke every day. You have to be mekabel all mitzvahs. That was never done before. Rabbi Yashu thought that that's the best sheet in the Rishon. He liked that sheet the best of all. But that was never the practice. No one ever did like that. So we assume that it's not proper to introduce chumras and in Yoni Yuchsan, you're going to be passing up many gerim, but we never did that. We assume higdili yicholim limchas, when the child becomes by mitzvah, if he wants to forego the old zechus, the old zachin that they did for him, he has a right to say, no, thank you, I don't want to be Jewish anymore. But you don't have to have, we assume halachal ma'aseh, you don't have to have any kabbalas on mitzvahs when the child reaches bar mitzvah. So the Gemara said, that's, in Yoni Yuchsin, for sure we say like that. We don't introduce chumis, shalol ha'tzilaz al daris ha'rishayim. That's what you mentioned the other day, that the practice used to be for many centuries, the Gittin used to be written on parchment. And then there was a period of time that they couldn't afford it, so they used to write the Gittin on paper. Now, all the rich people are getting divorced. Poor people can't afford to get divorced. So now they can't afford to write on parchment. So they introduced, no, since for 200 years, everybody was writing Gittin on paper, so that we don't want to be motzi laz on those Gittin. So we insist from now on, all the Gittin should be written on paper, nothing should be written on parchment. So that's in an inyan of Yuchsin. You're gonna introduce a new chumrah, then you're going to imply that all the other women who didn't have this chumra, that their gittin were not acceptable. That's not proper to do. What if it's an inyan, not an inyan of yuchsin? Rabbi Kivega has such a tshuva that for many years in the community they used to bury men with tachrichim, and women they used to bury with nice dresses. Then they realized it's against the takanas Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel made a takana, whoever dies, man or a woman, is supposed to bury them in very cheap tachrichim. You're not supposed to spend money on fancy regarding to dress up the maids. So the shaila is, should we change the practice in the city? Or should we say, for so many generations, they were burying the women without tachrichim, just with their fancy dress. Maybe we should continue like that. But they did wrong. It was wrong. They were in violation of takanos Rabbi Gamliel. So that's a shaila. Shalolah hotzilaz al darish harishanim, does it only apply to inyani yuchsin? Does it apply to everything? Does it apply if they're doing wrong? They were doing wrong. They were in violation of the takanos. Rabbi Kivega himself has a chiddush. He thinks that when you give the get to the wife, he has a chiddush, you have to fold it up in such a way that the whole get is mamish in her hands. The woman usually holds the get like this. But if you're going to hold the get in such a way like a diploma, it's going to be half is going to be in, half is going to be out. Rabbi Kivega says the part that's in the hand is yad, part that's outside is hagbo, and he has a chiddush, hagbo is not acceptable by get. Taisus and Gittin says before Hagbah Mashiach are acceptable by get. If Kvega came up with this chiddush, then Hagbah is not acceptable. So he says that you shouldn't introduce any nuchum. So he says, no, you have to be moitzi las. All the Gittin attack apostle, he holds that they're no good. He has his chumra, it's no good. Yeah.
Is that connected to Gemara in Hazarik? Because it says you can put it on the girl's train of her dress.
If you have a chatzir, chotzer is also good. Chotzer is not only a room, chotzer is good. Caleb Shalodam, I put the get in her pocket. Oh, the girl is wearing a hat, so I stick it into her hat. So that's also Avir Chotzer. That's Caleb Shalodam, Akonon lo with the Kenya Chotzer, B'chom Bachim Sheish Levishus Lahanicha. Let's say I park my car in the street. So someone puts something into the car. So the car is Kone with the Kenya Chotzer.
And Chotzer's been
Chotzer by get is midin yad, yeah. Chotzer by maton is a shayla in the Gemara, midin yad or midin shliach. Chotzer by get is midin yad, yeah.
What's there to apply to things that are not just inyan yochsin? Would they be on the level of a sack for a community, or would it also apply to a personal chumra? Meaning, motila is on my family from before, since I took on a new chumra. About personal chumra.
I don't know. Interesting idea. Got to think about that one. I don't know. Anyway, so in that Gemara, that's a good question. So in that Gemara, the beginning of Gittin, where the Gemara talks about maybe the Shliach La'ilocha should be machmet to sit there the whole time, so he'll say, b'fanenetam, and it really be true, he was there mamish the whole time. Gemara says, no. So the Gemara says, they used to have Rabbanim who are memuna on Gittin, and they never did that. The Rabbanim who were in charge, Mesadri Gittin, used to have special Mesadri Gittin, they never did that. So Rashi says, why did they have such an institution in Mesadri Gittin? So he said, because after this takana was made by Shmuel, Amar Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Sheni Deb Tev Gittin Kiddushin, you need a special person who has special smicha to be Mesadri Kiddushin. You need a special person who has smicha to be Mesadri Get. The Yehela Esigimah means, Shmuel was the one who just invented all the Amar Rav Yudah Mashmuel. Shmuel just invented the institution of a Mesadri Kiddushin, and of a Mesadri Haget. Mesadri Kiddushin has to supervise, has to be a knowledgeable person as a Talmid Chacham, and he knows Hilchas Kiddushin, not just he knows how to say a Pilpul on Gemara Kiddushin. He knows what it says in Shulchan Aruch. He knows how to do Kiddushin in an effective manner. So that's where Rashi says the institution of Mesadri Kiddushin, Mesadri Haget, was started by Shmuel. And that's what the Bir Agra writes to answer the Kasha, that the Ramah quotes the Or Zeruah, that you need a bezdin, that when you give a get, and when you do kiddushin, the Ramah doesn't quote the whole Arzurah. The Arzurah says both by a get and by kiddushin. You need a bezdin, it has to be bayom, because you can't convene a shir as bezdin balayla, and it shouldn't be kravim. The Mesadri Kiddushin, Mesadri Get, should not be related to the chosin or to the kala. Today it's a common practice that you use the grandfather, the father, or the uncle. You do use relatives. by Kiddushin. Many do the same thing by Get as well. Well, by Kiddushin, the Ramon never quoted. He only quoted it by Get. So that's the Shaila. The Ramon says you need a Bezdin. It has to be by Yom, and it can't be Bekroivim. So the Achreinim ask, but the Gemara says in Bava Basra, oh, they called the Megarish, but Beidin Megarish. Everybody gets divorced in the presence of a Bezdin. So you see, well, you don't need a Bezdin. How can the Ramon say you do need a Bezdin? So the Bi'ur Agro, and that's it, writes in Ebenezer, you don't need a Bezdin until Shmuel made this takana. In the earlier generations, you did need a Bezdin. The Gemara says, on the Kitcha Belelia, the Machloek is B'Shamer B'Silil, whether B'Pruta, B'Shamer Pruta, B'Dinah, B'Shamer Dinah, so the Gemara goes Kitcha Belelia, the Gemara says, how can it be Mekadosh Balayla? If you need a Bezdin, the Bezdin's only by Yom. So the Bi'ur Agro writes, that's before the takana of Shmuel. That was on the level of the rice. Once Shmuel made a takana lo yehele, say gemoim, then you need a mesada kedusha, you need a mesada raget, then it will have to be done in the presence of a bezin. Then you gemoim wouldn't say oto called the megarish by dina megarish. Yes, after the takana, you do need a bezin. Okay, that was the Bi'ur Agro said like that.
That doesn't answer the question. Every bezin has to know what they're talking about.
Yeah, so that's what Rashi says here is problematic. To be a dayan, to paskan, of course you have to be. Basa b'chalu, also you have to be knowledgeable. Hilchus Nidi, you also have to be knowledgeable. So the Rashi and Gittin makes better sense. To be Masada Kiddushin, you have to be specially. The Ramos says you have to give special smicha. Here in New York, it was a common practice. There was quite a few years that there were kosher caterers. They claimed that there were kosher caterers. They had no supervision. And then they would have a chazan, would be Masada Kiddushin. So the chazan didn't know the dinim, so he'd fill out the ksuba with mistakes and spelling. He didn't know. A kohen, a lady, so he didn't know anything. Sometimes they would marry up a kohen with a grusha. The chazanim didn't know the dinim. And they made a few extra dollars to be Masada Kiddushin. So that's what the Gemara says. They made a takana. You need a Masada Kiddushin who's knowledgeable. You need a Masada Raget who's knowledgeable. It's not like Rashi says here, to be a dayan on a kef. Of course, to be a dayan on a kef, you also have to be knowledgeable. But the way that Vilna Gaon points out that Rashi in the beginning of Gittin, Afei, is not to be a dayan on the paskin ashayla, to supervise the kiddushin. The meida takana has to be done under rabbinic supervision.
Isn't Rashi saying that in order to be a dayan bedavar, you have to even know cases that are not shkitim, like this case in the Gemara, and that's the chiddush, that even if it's a random case that doesn't happen so often, the Gemara is paskin.
Well, that's our Gemara is asking like that. But what is the original member of Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel? It shouldn't be a dayan on a case. Of course, it shouldn't be a dayan. If you don't know your day, you shouldn't pass on a shayla basa b'chol. That's a double poshut like that. I think he is assuming like that. Because they never had a bezin of three being Masadar yet. What, the two ate him? Two Adim are Adim, they're not Dayanim. So he says, one Masada Raget is good enough. Yeah, so that's in the Gemara had a Shaila. Kol Sheena Debetiv Kedushin, does he have to know this din also? That Asuk Mosu Inyan is good. So of course, Amalai Anachaname, of course he has to know this. It's an important din. Fine, so this is the Gemara. Anachaname, he has to know that also. That's the Seder Kiddushin. That's the original Or Zarua. If you look in the Yamshel Shlomo, the Maharshal was a cousin of the Ramo. He was a contemporary of the Ramo in the 1500s. So the Maharshal wrote a Sefer Yamshel Shlomo and a few different Masechtos. So the first long paragraph in Ksubis, he quotes this long passage from the Or Zarua. Or Zarua was the Rebbe of the Maharam Rittenberg. The end of the period of the Balei HaTosfos. So the long paragraph says, both by Kiddushin and by Get, you need a Bezdin, you need a Masada Kiddushin, you need a Masada Raget, and it has to be done by Yom, and it shouldn't be Kroivim. So the Ramon Shulchan Aruch only quotes it by a Get. It should be by Yom, it shouldn't be relative. It shouldn't be relatives. The Ramon never quoted it by Kiddushin. So he mentioned a couple of weeks ago, there's a Sefer Knesset HaGdolah on the tour. There's a Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef gives you a Likud of all of the Svarim that were until his time. And then you have the Knesset HaGdolah. Then you have, he gives you a Likud, he was after the Beis Yosef. So there are more Svarim. Then there's a Shiori Knesset HaGdolah, another Likud, then there's the Chidah, wrote the Birkei Yosef, he was after the Knesset HaGdol. The Chidah was in the 1500s, Knesset HaGdol probably in the 1600s. So the Chidah wrote the Birkei Yosef, then he wrote the Shiuri Bracha. Then he has more Birkei Yosef. There's more Marmikaimus, Alikot Marmikaimus. So the Knesset HaGdol writes, and when he was appointed rabbi in Constantinople, he was surprised to see that they had this strange custom that he never heard of, that they have weddings at night. He never heard of such a thing, weddings at night. It's against the Orzaruah. So he brought it to their attention, and they straightened it out, and no more weddings at night. Yeah, but in Shulchan Aruch, it's not even quoted. It's only quoted by Get. And by Get, it says, L'chatchila. If it's a big Shas HaTchak, then we are Mekel, then you may give the Get Balayla. They told me Rav Moshe Feinstein was never Machmer for that. He always did Get Balayla. But usually everybody else Machmer L'chatchila. That's a big Shas HaTchak. Let's say my father had cases. The guy was going away to Afghanistan for the next 20 years. So my father had to chase after him to the airport or to the docks. Someone's going away to India, to Pakistan to go research. So you had to go get him before he leaves. So sometimes the last minute was Balayla. Sometimes you had to go Balayla. That's a Shas HaTchak. So you can give a get Balayla. But L'chatchila, if it's not a Shas HaTchak, you don't do it. In Kiddushin, that's what the Knesset HaGdol thinks, that just like when Machmer by Gerushin, we should be Machmer by Kiddushin as well. And he asked Tainus why the Ramah didn't quote the whole Orzaruah. Ramah only quoted it by Gittin, didn't quote it by Kiddushin. Remember, one of my sons got married. So I was telling, the girl's parents wanted me inside of Kiddushin. So I explained to them, it's not really right, you really shouldn't have relatives, it should really do it by Yom. And you should really not have relatives. I said, if it turns out that the wedding is going to be Balayla anyway, so it's not, so there's no yeshiva bez Balayla. So then you don't gain anything by not having a relative. And more correct is to have it by Yom, and then you shouldn't have a relative. So the girl's mother said, so we'll have it Balayla. So we'll have it Balayla. So we made a compromise. I said the Bichas Harrison, under the chuppah, and all the rabbis, who was in Toronto, all the rabbis were sitting in the front row, and I said, they should all watch. So they're all supervising. So it was done under rabbinical supervision. So they were Masada Kiddushin. I said the bracha. All the rabbis were Masada Kiddushin. Huh?
Oh, was that night at the end? Was during the day or at night at the end of the
day? It was by Yom. Okay. We will stop over here. We'll learn that Sunday morning, regular time. Next Gemara, we'll learn the Gemara. Take a look on the next Gemara. Hariat Muteris, there's a Rashi on the top of Amud Beis. Hariat Muteris, and there's a Tosfei HaRosh. I don't remember whether it's here or it's in Gittin. The same Gemara appears in Gittin on Daf Pei Hei. Either here or Gittin, there's a Tosfei HaRosh. It doesn't say like Rashi. And then take a look on Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Mekadosh Ben Milva. What's going on, Mekadosh Ben Milva? Okay. Cheerful, famous Gemaras. Arach Lazimna. There's four kinds of ribbis. There's ribbis deraisa, three kinds of ribbis derabbanan. This is the lowest ribbis derabbanan. Haramas ribbis is the lowest ribbis derabbanan. We'll talk a little bit about ribbis. Okay.
I got it from her too.
How good to Shabbos, everybody?
Shabbos.